MTD Radio News. I'm Joe Miller. Here's what's happening. A Wednesday ruling by the New Mexico Supreme Court allowing a challenge to the state's congressional maps to proceed in a lower court being applauded by Roswell Mayor Tim Jennings. All five justices siding with Jennings, a Democrat and former New Mexico Senate pro tempore, and other petitioners, including Republican Party of New Mexico, including the litigation can make its way through the 5th Judicial District Court where the suit was initially filed. Attorneys for Governor Grisham, Lieutenant Governor Morales, New Mexico Senate pro tempore Mimi Stewart, former New Mexico Speaker of the House Brian Egolf, unsuccessfully argued before the state's high court in January that the state's constitution does not allow courts to weigh in on claims of illegal political gerrymandering or set clear standards to do so. New Mexico State Police bomb squad's been called to evaluate a suspicious package. It was left Sunday at the Rio Doso Police Station. According to an online posting from the village of Rio Doso, the package met criteria indicating the possibility of it being explosive. Rio Doso Police and the NMSP working together to resolve the situation. When more information becomes available, we'll do our best to update this story. A reminder, important things to remember at Lincoln National Forest. Stage 1 fire restrictions. It means campfires are only allowed within designated campsite fire rings. Now, as for garbage, for real, pick it up. Throw it away. Help make it a kinder forest. And a reminder, Rio Doso Winter Park now open for summer activities, including the all-new mountain coaster. Have fun. Be safe. That's what's happening. I'm Jim Miller, MTD Radio News.